thinking it's probably not going to happen until around Christmas time. Maybe it'll come out around November, Thanksgiving time, so people can buy them for Christmas. So that's the big money-making thing. So that's what I'm thinking. I wish it would come out a little sooner, but I don't know anybody up here that would actually buy that radio. I know it's going to be over $1,000. It has to be. Color screen, GPS, Bluetooth, the whole nine yards. I guess they even have a built-in Wi-Fi, so you can actually tether your phone off of it, or tether your phone to it. So if you're mobile and you can't get into a D-Star repeater, you can get into it that way. I wouldn't mind having one for my mobile. I did a lot of homework on that radio. But the price is probably what's going to kill it. Some people say it's going to be around $600. Well, if it's $600, then maybe I'll buy one. But if it's over $1,000, eh, I don't think so. Anyway, I don't think DMR is going to be enabled long on the machine here. I don't care for DMR and don't prefer it. I really want to know why Repeater Book changed my thing, my ad. I took DMR off Repeater Book a while back, and they added it back here recently. So I don't know what's going on with them. And I think that's kind of wrong, because the Repeater was D-Star. D-Star only. I don't know. And then I got something going on with my server. Did I tell you that? IPv6 is conflicting with IPv4, and it's something with AllStar. You can't connect to the IAX repeater, and I don't know what to do with that. I know that I'm going to have a huge headache here soon if I have to fix that.